Editor Susan Ryland has left her Greek island, her hotel, and her Greek boyfriend, Andreas, in search of a new life back in England. Freelancing for a London publisher, she's given the last job she wants, working on an Atticus Punt continuation novel called Punt's Last Case. Worse still, she knows the new writer. Elliot Crace is the troubled grandson of legendary children's author Miriam Crace, who died 20 years ago. Elliot is convinced she was murdered by poison. To her surprise, Susan enjoys reading the manuscript, which revolves around the mysterious death of Lady Margaret Chalfont, days before she was about to change her will. But when it's revealed that Lady Margaret was also poisoned, alarm bells begin to ring. The more Susan reads, the clearer it becomes that Elliot has deliberately concealed clues about his grandmother's death inside the book. Desperately, Susan tries to prevent Elliot from putting himself in harm's way, but his behavior is becoming increasingly erratic. Another murder follows, and suddenly Susan finds herself to be the number one suspect. This is Eileen Barrett. Please join me for Anthony Horowitz's Marble Hall Murders.